don't know where Jeffy is. Check, check, check. Let's stand and sing number 477 while we get started. Number 477.
Father, we want to thank you and praise you for a wonderful day that you've given to us. We ask, Lord, that you'll just continue to pour out the Holy Spirit, and he's welcome here in this place, that he would move mightily in each one's heart, mind, and allow them to be shaped and molded for the kingdom of God. And we just ask, Lord, that you'll unite us together, that we'll be a full functioning operating body this morning. And we will allow you to orchestrate all that needs to be done so that you are glorified, you're edified, you're built strong in this place, in our lives. And so we just thank you and praise you today for what you're going to do. We ask, Lord, that as we continue to honor you, you'll continue to be lifted high so that men, women, and children around us will be drawn to you. And they will know you and they will understand who you are so that they too can walk with you. So thank you for establishing in the body today that which is needed as we walk out these doors to touch the world around us. We love you and praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Greet those around you before you're seated and we'll...
We already greeted. We greeted enough.
Hot in here, ain't it?
Don't turn it loose today.
Huh?
Don't turn it loose today in between. It'll be like chaos.
Yeah.
Not visiting.
All righty. Well, we're glad that you're here today, and we have our special guests, obviously, here, Lois and Kay. They've been with us for many years, and they continue to come back, and so that's a good thing. Amen. So as they continue to speak, we just pray that your heart is open to receive all that God has for you as well. And so with that, we've got just a few announcements that we need to make today. Coming up this week, Pastor Daniel is here. He's right over here. He's from Africa. Amen. And he's here ministering down at Prairie Faith and other churches as well around our area. And tonight he'll be at Prairie Faith. And there's multiple nights and different things that are going to be happening. So we got a schedule here of where he's going to be or the dates he's going to be there and whatnot. So we'll encourage that you pray for him, that God directs him. He feels like God's led him here to speak to our country. Correct? Yes, sir. Yeah. Appreciate that. And I'm excited because you're going to deposit something that we need. You're not here by mistake. So we appreciate that. We appreciate God's body and God's building his kingdom. And so thank you for coming. And we just bless you this morning. Amen? Amen. Amen. So as he continues to minister in the next month around the area, around, I don't know how long you're staying, but I'm guessing. But as he ministers, just be praying for them, okay? Amen. And then also just some other activities that are coming up. This coming week we have prayer here at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays. On Wednesday we have Bible study at 7 o'clock here at the church, and then Friday is prayer meeting. And on Friday and Saturday, there's a Right to Life rummage sale. So if you have anything you'd like to donate or you'd like to make a donation to the Right to Life, they'll take it and give it to them. Then once we're done there, a lot of that stuff's going to go to a clothes giveaway on August 18th up in the Devil's Lake area. And if you want to help work on that, talk to Lisa because she's got a lot of information on that. Also on the 15th, there is also a Samaritan's Shoes or a giveaway. Samaritan's Feet, where they have kids come in who need shoes, and then they wash their feet, pray with the kids, and talk to them about the Lord, and give them a new pair of shoes. And you can be involved in that as well, and that's on the 15th of August. So if you want to be a part of that, make sure that you get involved in those kind of activities, all right? Let's see, next Sunday, John's going to have breakfast, so remember that when they come. When you come, John will be providing a breakfast. That'll be a great, great thing. Let's see. Starting in August, there'll be a lady Bible study at the church at 12:30. Check with Verna or Carol. So coming up in August, there's going to be a Bible study.
On Thursdays. Tuesdays. I forgot that.
Tuesday at 1 o'clock? Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, there'll be a studying the book of John. Okay, sounds good. And there won't be any Sunday school today, so kids will stay with us during the service. Because everything Lois says is definitely easy to understand. Right? She chuckles in the front row. Amen. Any other announcements we need to make today? Yes?
No, we're not doing it. I think we canceled that because they're all going to be at camp, most of them at camp.
So most of them will be at camp this week, so they're going to... You're going to cancel that. Yeah, I know what you say.
Yeah,
so there's some changes, so make sure you check on that before you come. Okay? Anything else? Yes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Lois and Kay will be at Ray and Lisa's tonight. That's our monthly meeting up there. And so be praying about that and praying for them as they minister as well. So that'll be at Ray and Lisa's at 6 o'clock at Ray and Lisa's house. So be praying for that as well. Any other announcements?
We got anniversary folk today.
We got anniversary folks today.
Joan and Odin.
Old ones.
Joan and Odin. Odin, how many years has it been?
Odin, how many years you've been married? Yeah. Yeah. 47 years.
Something in there we missed.
Yeah. Good. Happy anniversary. I sing happy anniversary. Anybody else got an anniversary? Just out of curiosity? Well, let's sing happy anniversary to them. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Odin Glenn. Happy anniversary to you. I think everybody was going, oh, you know, what are we going to sing? How about some of you young couples, if you want to know how to stay married for 47 years, go talk to them. Don't give up the ghost. Fight for it. Fight for it. Okay? Those that have been there know exactly where you're probably at or been there themselves, so they know how to fight through it. So remember that. Okay? All righty. Well, let's all, oh yeah, take an offering. We're going to take two offerings today. We take one for New Life Fellowship, and then we're going to receive an offering for Lois and Kay and their ministry. So this will be the New Life Fellowship offering, and then in a little bit we'll receive another offering for Lois and Kay. And we'll just pray that you should never feel forced to give. It should always be a joy to give. And whatever God asks you to give, that's all we ask, because nobody expects you to do more than what God's asking. So with that, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for the abundance that you bring to our lives in so many different ways. But Lord, as you tell us to give, I pray that you would direct the giving of each one's heart, that everything that is a part of your kingdom will be funded according to your plan. And we just love you and thank you and praise you that anything you do is never short of anything needed. So we thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. And I pray that you'll teach us to be faithful in every aspect of our life, not just in giving of our finances, but our time, our talents, everything about us. And we ask this in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we encourage you to stand with us and worship the Lord. Give everything you got to Him because He deserves it all.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will
Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord.
Well, know ye not, know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you are the temple.
Still for us he chose to die.
praise you, Lord Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you're worthy.
We worship and adore
you're
you, Lord.
Worthy of praise,
we magnify
Lord.
And praise your holy name.
You're good, Lord. You're
worthy
good,
are you, Lord.
Lord.
Holy are you, Lord. Mighty are you, Lord.
Let your name be
we
praised.
We love and adore
earth,
you.
Lord.
We praise your holy name. Glory to your name, O Lord. Jesus,
yes,
Jesus. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord.
Just worship him from your heart to him. Don't worry about who's around you. Just sing to him and just sing a new song. The Bible says sing a new song unto the Lord. Just bless him this morning because he deserves the praise. He deserves your honor. He deserves your glory that you give him. We worship you, Lord. If you don't know what to say, just pray and sing in the Spirit. Just pray in tongues. Just let that just flow through you and just honor him this morning.
We glorify and praise your holy name. There is no one like you, Lord. Strong, mighty, and true. We honor you above all things. Great and mighty are you, Lord. Righteous, pure, and holy. We glorify your name. There is no one like you. We glorify you, Lord.
My firm foundation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My righteousness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And God, you're good all the time. You put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God, you're good all the time. Through the darkest night, your light will shine. God, you're good. You're so good all the time.
So
blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength be unto you. Unto you who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you who sits at the right hand of God, unto you. Power, riches, and wisdom, and strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches, and wisdom, and strength be unto you. Unto you who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God, unto you. hand of God unto you.
We worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your name. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. We worship and adore you, Lord. There's no one like you, Jesus. Just enjoy being with him. Don't be in a hurry. Just enjoy being with him and talking with him, listening to what he's saying. Thank you, Lord. Cool. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Come. Just bless him. Just honor him tonight. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Jesus. No other name like yours is healing. There's power. There's glory in your name.
You are an awesome God.
Powerful name.
Your word is
name above all names. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
We welcome you.
We glorify and praise your name.
Holy Spirit,
we glorify your name.
You're welcome in this place. Come,
there's peace, there's strength.
Open the floodgates of
heaven. There's joy.
Let your power fall
in your name.
Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign in this place.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Rain down, Lord.
Oh, we praise your holy name.
Holy Spirit,
be honored above all names.
Oh, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy.
Ularabu city.
Give me eyes to see more of who you are, and maybe I behold still my anxious
heart. Take what I have known and break it all apart. For you, my God, are greater still. And no sky contains, no doubt restrains all you are. The greatness of our God. I'll spend my life to know that I'm far from close to all you are. The greatness of our God. Give me eyes to see more of who you are. May what I behold still my anxious heart. Take what I have known and break it all apart. You, my God, are greater still. And no sky contains, no doubt restrains all you are. The greatness of our God. I spend my life to know when I'm far from close to all you are. The greatness of our God. Give me grace to see beyond this moment here, to believe that there is nothing left to fear, and that you alone are high above it all. You, my God, are greater still, and no sky contains, no doubt restrains. Separate us. There is nothing that could ever separate us from your love. No life, no death. Of this I am convinced that you, my God, are greater still. And there is nothing that could ever separate us. There is nothing that could ever separate us from your love. No life, no death, of this I am convinced of you, my God, are greater still. And no words could say or song convey all you are, the greatness of our God. I'll spend my life to know when I'm far from close to all you are. The greatness of our God. And no sky contains, no doubt restrains all you are. The greatness of our God. I spend my life to know that I'm far from close to all you are. The greatness of our God. Greatness of our God, all you are, the greatness of our God.
All you are. Yes, Lord, we want to see you. We want to know you, Lord. And nothing praise your name, Lord. We glorify and praise you. We worship and adore you, Lord. There's none like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship and adore you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we have quiet times like this, that is a time for you to hear what He's saying. Don't let your mind be racing or thinking about anything else, but just listen and tune in. Because there's things that He wants to tell you, things that He wants you to know. And if you don't develop that realm where you can hear His voice, you're going to not make it outside these four walls. You need to be able to hear what God is saying. We purposely do not do that on our own terms. I'm just trying to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit this morning. And if that's what He wants to do, that's what He's going to do. We give Him liberty to do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning, if you need prayer, you want someone to pray with you, I want you to stand or come out to the aisle so people can gather with you. The reason a body gets together is to build and to strengthen and to pray. And if we don't learn to do that here, how in the world are we going to ever do it outside the four walls? So if you've got something you need prayer for today, I'll encourage you to stand and just come out to the aisle and, hey, where's our kids? Come on, kids. We need some ladies with Joan. Where's our kids? Come on, kids. We need you to pray. Anybody else needs prayer? Go ahead and stand. Art, you want prayer? We need guys going to Art. He's in the back there. Go as God leads you. While you're still in your seat, be praying in the Spirit. Be praying as God leads you so that you're right in tune. This isn't a vacation time. This is a time for you to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you're more than enough. There's no shortage in your kingdom this morning. Thank you that you are more than able. You are far above all we could ever ask, imagine, or think. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit being stirred in those that are praying right now, that the Spirit of God would speak words of truth, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. All those be spoken right now in Jesus' name, that they would just begin to be filled over and over. The healing power of Jesus Christ would flow through these hands and these bodies today. Thank you, Lord God. Doing great and mighty works in Jesus' name. Great and mighty works in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you're more than enough. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. If you don't know what to pray, just begin to pray in the Spirit. Just allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you in Jesus' name. He's okay. He's okay. You want to come with me? Come here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Worthy are you, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for being so faithful to pray and to be a part of the body. That's so important. You're all valuable. You're all needed. And even these little ones, you don't know what God's doing with what they say, and you and I can't interpret. Talk about speaking in tongues. Oh, funny. So, hey, sweetie. You want to take him back to Mom? You go with? With your sister?
Come on.
That a girl. Go back this way. Go with Mom. There you go. Oh, that's going to be fun. That never bothers me. Don't ever let kids bother you, because I love it when they come up here. You have no idea what God's doing. Even though it's a headache to you, it's a blessing to God. I'm glad you're all here. Really am. It's exciting to see you come out and just be ready to be ministered to. You know, when you come, it's very important that you get your heart ready to hear. Because if you remember the four types of ground, you can hear something and not hear it. The Bible says hearing, though not hearing, seeing, though not seeing. That means you can come here and see what's happening naturally, but you can't see what God's doing in the Spirit. But you need to learn how to see what God is seeing. Learn to hear what God is saying. Because you can hear a natural voice, but you might not pick up anything that God is saying. And that's the most important thing, that you and I learn to hear that, okay? Amen. Well, I think we're going to receive an offering for Lois and Kay. And you know, I was thinking about this earlier. Sometimes we like people to hear who you're talking about or who's talking before you give an offering, because sometimes it's better or worse. But I am confident that if you're hearing God, He'll tell you exactly what to give, as if you just heard what they have to say. Right? Does that sound bad or what? What? I'm just saying. We're so conditioned in America that we got to hear and see if we like it, and that depends on how much we give. Forget that. Well, I believe you can hear what God's saying, because God knows exactly what they need. And if you hear what God's telling you to give, you're a part of the solution. And, you know, just be obedient. Learn to hear what God is saying. And if you want to make out a check, make it out to New Life Fellowship, and then we in turn will give them one check. And just be obedient to that. And nothing that you give here in this offering goes to New Life. It all goes to them. We've never, ever done that. We don't want to ever do that. What you give goes to them. So just be faithful. So, Lord, thank you for helping Lois and Kay continue to do as what you desire. Lord, I thank you that if it's your will, it's your bill. And we know that you never run short of everything that is needed to accomplish your purpose. So we pray that we will each here know and understand what it is you want us to do as we give to Lois and Kay and their ministry. So we thank you, Lord, for that. And we pray your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to wait for Pastor Daniel to come back in just a minute. So, and who? Oh, yes, we have a new family member in our midst, Dave and Misty. Oh, the baby's up here. This is Aiden Dwayne. And so why don't you come up here so everybody can see just for fun. There he is. So, yeah. Okay, let's give congratulations to them. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. So, I'll just give that to you because it's ready to go. Yeah. But, they're going to pray over Pastor Daniel as soon as he comes back. And then we'll go from there. Sounds like a plan. Yes, yes, yes. Well, why don't you come and give us an update of what's been going on just for fun? Yeah. Who are we again? There he comes. There he comes. Come on up here. They want to pray with you right away, Daniel. Right here. They want to pray for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, give us a microphone. Microphone.
I just heard the Lord say to me for you that he's putting a winner's circle around you. Wow. That you are even building that in when you're here, but there's a winner's circle. That to me is such a good word. You are a winner, and he's putting people and men and women around you that are winners.
Father, we thank you for Pastor Daniel. Father, we thank you that you sent him here to minister to us. And Father, as he does that, Father, he is a winner.
Amen.
And he is an overcomer, Father. And Lord, I pray that as he goes back home, he's going to take with him the wealth of America, the wealth of this place, mm-hmm. to his own country, Father. God, give him more than enough, Father, in every single situation, Father. And when he comes up against things, hard things or difficult things, Father, cause him to see himself in that winner's circle, surrounded, God, by your presence, filled with your power, filled with your anointing. Father, I thank you for him, and Father, I bless him today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just so happy to be at New Life today. You know, I think we've been coming here now for 27 years. How many years have you guys had? I mean, you had your 25th anniversary.
We are at 27.
You are at 27. Well, maybe 26. I know they'd said we had come to minister in Fargo for 27 years. We'd been going to Fargo. And, you know, we love to come here. We love you, and we love your pastor, and we love how you always just receive us. And many of you know that a few years ago I had a stroke, and even though I've been in the ministry for 35 years, I was ready to quit. I was so discouraged. But, you know, Pastor Jeff always makes me laugh. Anyway, but even in those hard times, even in the times when I think I thought I didn't have anything to give and I thought I was just at the end, he still asked me to come. And I think that's really something that even in that place of brokenness that he thought maybe something good would come out of the service. And God is just so good, because through this time and this season, I can see how he's restoring me. And, you know, I used to think, well, gee, I'm 67, I'm to the end of my life, and my life might as well really be over. Well, I don't think that anymore. I know God, this winter, God changed my heart. And he said the best is yet to come. That which God really has called Kay and I for, we're going to see those things come to pass in the end times, in the last days. And I want to be equipped and ready and strong to do that which God has called me to do. So, you know, I thank you for your prayers. I thank you, Pastor Jeff and Carol, for standing with us, praying for us, you know, helping me to get unstuck, because that's a terrible feeling to be stuck and not be able to get unstuck. So I'm happy today to know that God has just touched me, and I pray today he'll touch you. Let's pray. Father, I love you today, and Father, I'm so thankful to be here in your house and to be with these friends and to be with Pastor Jeff and Carol, Lord. Father, you know how much we love them, and we just stand together with them. And Father, every time we come, we're blessed to see them in a new place. And Father, I thank you that for all you're doing in New Life. And Father, thank you for the people that you're drawing here. Touch everyone today, Lord. Change every heart, Lord. And Father, fill us with your spirit and your power, God, to go out and be your witnesses until you come, in Jesus' name. I want to speak for just a few minutes this morning about moving forward. Moving forward. How many of you know that it's time? It's time to move forward. It's time to move on. And to move on, to advance, means to move forward, to accelerate the growth or the progress, to rise to a higher rank or position. So in every season of life, we have to come to a breakthrough. In every season of life, we have to persevere to that next place. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says we're being changed in his presence. And he's making us a reflection of him. He says in that word, he says we're changed from glory to glory. So God is releasing his anointing to accomplish his purposes for every place that he leads us. And a breakthrough requires divine intervention, and faith releases God to act. So I believe that as we advance in the glory, that means we're moving forward in the presence of the Lord. And so I'm declaring today over New Life Fellowship that you are breaking out of that old place and you're breaking through to a new place of revelation. And so in Joshua 3:4, it says to move forward. God is doing a new thing. He's doing something different. And it isn't like the old thing. We have to go after his presence. We have to seek God, and we have to be in his presence. In verse 4 of Joshua chapter 3 in the Amplified, it says, "For you have not passed this way before." You have not passed this way before, and I believe that you're going into new territory. You're going into a new place where you have not passed that way before. And you're battling. You know, there's always battles, and you're battling now for the breakthrough into the glory of his presence, where there's going to be released signs and wonders and miracles and provision and inheritance. God is going to release all those things as you move forward in him. So as we hunger and long for more of his presence and desire greater levels of intimacy, we break through the old paths. You know, you're plowing the ground. You're plowing the ground into new territory. So we're moving from worship into warfare. In every hard place, in difficult circumstances, and we enter into worship, and you know, his glory surround us. Didn't you feel the presence of the Lord come as we worship today? I did. I love the presence of the Lord, and I love to sense him surrounding us. And so, as we persevere, there comes a new level of trust. A new level of trust in our relationship with him. So to advance in the glory means that we have to have a heart and a spirit to persevere. We have to keep going. We have to keep continuing to move forward. Sometimes a test or a trial or a period of waiting can test our strength and our ability even to persevere. But what happens, we have to believe God. And as we believe God, He's going to do everything that He has promised. And I believe that God has made some of you some big promises. Pastor Daniel, God's made you some big promises. And you're going to see those promises come to pass. I believe that. And so, you know, as we move forward, we're going to see these things begin to happen. In Habakkuk 2:4, it says, "For the vision is for an appointed time. And though it tarries, be expecting the vision to come to pass, because it will surely come. It is a test of faith and patience to wait." But I believe waiting isn't just standing still. But waiting is pressing in to His presence without doubt, without fear, without unbelief. And so as we are waiting and watching with faith for God to manifest the vision He's given you, in His presence, He is producing new passion. And you know, new passion is being stirred in you while you wait. We don't like to wait. I don't like to wait. I want God to do whatever He's going to do right now. But the word wait means to expect. So even in your times of waiting, be expecting God to do something. God doesn't have you pray for something that He isn't going to do. Do you want me to say that again? God isn't having you to pray for something that He isn't going to do. You know, we have seen, since we've been in North Dakota, we have seen people in situations that they've prayed for this person for 30 years. 30 years, right, Kay? And we've prayed and we believed and we trusted and we did everything that we knew to do. And now, in this season, right now, in this season, we're seeing these people being saved. We're seeing them come to know the Lord. We're seeing them, their whole life changed. You know, from being in a place of being stubborn and resistant for many, many years, and now, after all these years, we're seeing change come in the body of Christ. So it takes courage, and it takes commitment to persevere, to break through. The assignment the enemy has sent against you to try to prevent you from receiving God's promises, because, you know, as the enemy sends an attack against us, he prevents us from fulfilling our destiny. You all have a destiny. You have a destiny in this church, in this body. You have a destiny that God is calling you in this time, in this season, to fulfill. And He's given you the grace and the ability to overcome. Persevering faith overlooks the natural circumstances of impossibilities and says, "But God." That's what I'm saying today. But God. It doesn't matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, how you think in your mind it's going to be or should be. I'm just saying, but God. But God is going to come in the midst of that situation. So there are always tests along the way, and we're learning obedience. And so it's often in the place of obedience that provision comes. In the place of obedience, provision comes. By listening for His still, small voice, a voice of direction, or even a voice of correction. And as we pass the tests that come before us, God is going to release provision that has been hidden. I believe there's been hidden provision. So keep moving forward. Keep advancing in the glory. You know, it's a process. It's a journey. And we declare a release of the hidden provision, that which God has for New Life Fellowship, I am declaring today is going to be released by the Spirit of God. And so part of the testing we're now in is for generations to come. God is raising you up in this time, in this season, for generations to come, that those that come after you, you will have raised them up. And that is what we're warring. We're warring to reap the harvest. We're standing in the gap for the lost, the backslidden, the prodigals to come home. And so I believe that we're being drawn to the glory of His presence. And I believe that there are things that you have conceived. I want you to hear this. I believe that there are things that you have conceived, and now there is going to be a release. There's going to be a birthing of what God has put within you for this place. A birthing of what God has put in you for this place. The enemy would like to discourage you, but I declare as a body, you are released. You are released to walk in perseverance, to breakthrough as you walk in obedience. God has called you to walk what seems hard and dark now, but the glory of the Lord is going to light your way. Even though darkness is covering the earth over here the glory of the Lord is arising in the midst of you. So even as the times get harder, and I'm sure they're going to, even as things get darker, the glory of the Lord, His presence is going to be seen shining forth from you. And so as we move forward, as we advance in Him, God in this hour is releasing revelation so that we can discern the times and the seasons. You know, we have to know the times and the seasons. And the times and the seasons are continually changing. There is a release in this hour of dreams and visions. Some of you are having dreams, and some of you, God is giving you visions. And it says that these are things that will occur in the last days. And so as we're preparing for the coming, the second coming of Jesus, we're going to see dreams and visions. Often we limit God and fail to comprehend His full purpose for us because we think our destiny depends on what we can figure out. I'm here today to tell you, you can't figure it out. You have to come to that place of surrender. You have to come to that place of trusting Him. Not with what you think, not with your emotions, not with what you feel, but you have to trust Him by the Spirit. God is going to release power that will force open the gates that have been closed. Because there is coming a release of His authority. In 1 Corinthians 16:9, it says, "For a wide door of opportunity for effectual service has been opened to me, a great and promising one, but there are many adversaries." There are many adversaries. That's warfare. God is saying there's going to be warfare. There's going to be battles in the spirit, but God is going to open the door wide, even in spite of that. So I believe in you. I believe that you have been in a place of waiting, and I believe that the place of waiting is hard because you can't see anything, or you can't sense anything, or you're trying to figure out what God is doing by the Spirit. But as you walk through and break out of that old place, the place of advancing in His glory, you're going to experience a season of suddenlies. I believe a season of suddenlies is before you. And the word suddenly means to happen quickly. To happen quickly or unexpectedly. I believe God is going to release some suddenlies in this house. And He's going to do some suddenlies, and you're going to think, how did that happen? It's going to happen because God has done it supernaturally. He's going to release the suddenlies. And so in Acts 2:1, it says they were in one, all with one accord. They were at the appointed time. Everything was ready. They were in one place. They were waiting in the upper room, and suddenly happened. And the glory of his presence filled the house, and they were all filled with the Spirit. And they all spoke in tongues, and they had to wait. They had to wait on God for the promise. But they were in unity. They were in one accord. And you know, change comes in our life when we enter into his presence. Maybe today you have a financial need. Or maybe you need a miracle. Or maybe you need a deliverance or a restoration in your family. And you wait and you pray, and suddenly, just suddenly, something happens. Almost when you least expect it. Or in a way that you would never have thought possible. A sudden release, a breakthrough, and things aren't ever the same again. When God brings us suddenly, nothing is ever the same again. So whatever you need today, begin to believe God is going to do that for that, what you need. You know, believe him for that miracle. Believe him for that healing. Believe him for that restoration in your family. Believe him, because God is going to bring a suddenly. In Acts 16, it tells about the power of praise and worship. And then a suddenly happened. It says in verse 25, at midnight, it was dark. Paul and Silas were in the dungeon, in the lowest, darkest part of the prison. And Paul and Silas were rejoicing. Can you imagine? In the deepest, darkest part of the dungeon, they were rejoicing. They were praying. They were worshiping. They were singing hymns. And they were waiting. And they were expecting God to do something for them. Have you ever been in that place? When you're in the deepest, darkest place, but you're praising and you're worshiping him, and your whole being is just saying, God, I love you. I know you promised to never leave me or forsake me. I know you're going to see me through. In verse 26, it says, And suddenly an earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. God loosed not just Paul and Silas, but all of the other prisoners. Their chains fell off too. When we're free, God uses us to set other people free. In verse 30, it says, the keeper of the prison thought, he drew out a sword, he was going to kill himself. He thought all the prisoners had left, but all the prisoners were still there. And he said, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your house. Just believe. And then in Acts 12, verse 5, it says, constant prayer and intercession was being made for Peter. In verse 7 in the Amplified, it says, And suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared, and Peter was set free from prison. He was set free by prayer and a suddenly. He was asleep, he was resting, he was at peace, even though he knew in the morning that he was going to be executed that morning. But he was praying, he was worshiping, he was happy, and prayer was being made without ceasing. In verse 5 it says, persistent, fervent, constant prayer. And what happened? A suddenly, and the angel came and closed the closed locked gate open supernaturally. Why did the gate open? Because the people persevered in prayer. The people persevered in prayer. So miracles and prayer go together. And so never be amazed or astonished when God answers your prayers. You know, here was Rhoda. She heard a knock at the door. And when she went to the door, she was so filled with joy and gladness that she forgot to let Peter in. She forgot to open the door. Think about that for a minute. So he kept knocking. You know, I love that. He kept knocking. The church prayed, but they were surprised when the answer came. Think about that for a minute. Suddenly, we don't know how long they had been praying for Peter, but a breakthrough in prayer came, and a suddenly happened. A suddenly happened, and Peter was free. So other often in the hardest places, often in the deepest difficulties, often in seemingly hopeless situations, God will bring a suddenly. He'll bring a release, a breakthrough, and you will move forward and advance into the glory of His presence. It's time to move forward. Amen. It's time to let go of the old. Yes. Moving on happens. And what happens when you move on? I think when you move on, the old fire goes out. Think about that for a minute. When you move on, the old fire goes out. And what we need today is fresh fire. We need fresh fire in our hearts, in our spirits. We need new passion. And we need a new desire and ability to be filled with that new fire. We have to persevere in prayer and fasting because some things only change through fasting. You know, Matthew 17:21 says, however, this does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So some things only happen when you get serious. When you get serious to press in to the presence. To press in to God. What is your gift today? Think about it for a minute. What is your gift? We all have gifts. God has given us many gifts. Some people have more gifts than others, but I believe that every person has a gift that God has given to them. Now, when was the last time you used your gift? I think what we have to do today is stir up the gift that is in us. And moving on, as we move on to the next place that God has prepared for us, we're going to have to stir up these gifts. Because it's a place of trust. It's a place of walking where you're not being able to see, but you know that God is directing you. There can be no division in this place. We have to go together. We all must be in our place. You know, we need to assume the position that God has called you to, even though it's different. Assume the position that God has called you to. Because, you know, God, look at this body. I believe in this body there are all the gifts, many, many gifts, many kinds of gifts, all kinds of things. But they're all different. And God has made us that way. He has made us that way so that we can minister for Him. So go in and possess the land. There's a new generation to come. There's a new generation rising up. Yes. You know, God has put this girl, this is a little sidetrack, but it's a little story. Put this girl in works at McDonald's in our life. And every day we go to McDonald's because Kay likes iced coffee. So every day we have to go every morning and get her iced coffee. And here is this girl, Kara, and she's had a hard life. And she, you know, had a lot of things happen to her. And, you know, we just started going every day to McDonald's, and we just loved her. And, you know, she knew we were ministers, and she always kids us. And when we say goodbye to her, she always says, well, stay out of the bar, you know. And I say, yeah, we don't have any problem with that, you know. But, you know, we're building a relationship. And right before Easter this year, she said to us one day when we were at the drive-thru, are you guys going to church on Easter? And we said, yes, we are. And she said, could I go with you? Here is a person working at McDonald's. And she said, could I go to church with you? We said, yes. And she's living with her boyfriend, and they have a baby and all this. And the boyfriend came and the baby, and we had communion. We had a wonderful Easter service. And at the end of the service, the pastor led us all in the sinner's prayer. And, you know, I was sitting next to her. I knew she prayed it. You know, and I don't know what all happened in her life in that time. But we were just... we were kind, and I think the kindness made a difference in her heart and in her life. Because I told her now, I said, I could marry you guys anytime you want to get married. So she said she's thinking about it. She's working up the courage. But, you know, I believe I'm going to do that one of these days. She's going to say, I'm ready, and I'm going to have an opportunity to do that. And so, you know, she's probably 30 years old. And here, you know, Kay and I are, we are up there. What? Way up there. But, you know, it's interesting when God brings somebody new into your life who's different than you. You know, and we really got to see that this winter. We got to see that. And so... you know, we have to go in and possess the land because there's a new generation to come. And we have to raise up new workers. We have to raise up new leaders. We have to raise them up to come after us, to take our place. We have to release workers into the harvest field. So what's ahead? I believe that we have to make a new commitment. We have to make a new commitment, and we have to release impartation. God wants you to release what you have to others. So there are many giants in the land. So I'm warning you, be prepared. Watch and pray. We have to be serious. I just preached a message a few weeks ago on Jesus in the garden. When he said to the disciples, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Couldn't you pray with me 1 hour? And they all went to sleep. Think how disturbing that was. He said, couldn't you pray with me 1 hour? I believe God's calling us to prayer. And so we have to enter in. We have to enter into true worship because worship is the key to moving forward. Having the joy of the Lord, trusting Jesus, you know, some carried the ark while the others came along playing musical instruments. Each one had his place, the one that carried the ark and the musicians that came along. So just find your place and don't try to be in somebody else's place because that's not good. And you're not going to be happy, even if you think you are, if you try to get in somebody else's place. And God has this place all prepared for you. You're not going to be happy unless you're in this place. So we have God's favor. As we move forward, we are chosen to carry the ark. We're chosen to carry the ark forward. And we have to have new wineskins. We have to move on. The old wineskins are the old ways. The old ways of doing things. The old ways of thinking. The old religious spirits, all those things that have had us bound for a long time. And we can't move on. So we have to drop all of the old ways to move into the new that God has prepared for us. So what does that mean for you? It means to seek the Lord, seek His works and His ways. I think fasting is an important part. You know, that as you hear the word of the Lord, you know, not just pastors and not just leaders, but each one of us hearing our part. Each one of us hearing what God wants to speak to us. So in closing this morning, in Psalm 110, verse 3, and I love this scripture, God just showed me this one day in the wintertime. It says, for your people shall be volunteers. I love that. For your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the day of your power, the Lord's power, the power of God, all the people to be a part. I love that. We're going to be volunteers. I want to volunteer. Do you want to volunteer? I do. I want to volunteer. I want to volunteer in the army of the Lord. I want to be on the front line. I don't care what happens. I want to move forward. And so the cloud of His Holy Spirit covers us. And we have to move with the cloud. And so the song of the heavens will be released over us in 2015. Are you listening for the sound? There's a new sound, and it's different. But we need to be listening for the sound, and then we need to move on. We need to move forward. And I believe that as a body, that that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to move on. You're going to move forward. For with all that God has put within you, you're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. You're going to see the release of provision. You're going to see the release of inheritance. You're going to see those things as you press in and be a volunteer in the army of the Lord. Would you bow your heads? Father, I love you today. And God, I'm so thankful for this body. Thank you for new life. Father, thank you that they just love us with all our warts and bumps and stuff. But Father, I thank you that they give us opportunity to share in their body. And Father, thank you for their prayers. And Father, I thank you that you're challenging us in this hour to move forward, to move on, Father, to not just sit back and think I'm too old, I'm too tired. You shake that off right now in Jesus' name. You're not too old and you're not too tired, but God is raising you up. And us older ones are going to minister to the younger ones. The younger ones are going to minister to the middle-aged ones. Father, and we're going to see things begin to happen as we just move forward. So, Father, we love you today, and Lord, we thank you for your presence in this house in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh my God. Don't laugh.
I'm not. I'm smiling. Thank you. There we go. Amen. Well, we have dinner today, and if you didn't bring anything, we'll pray that God multiplies of those that did. Why not, huh? Be our first miracle right here. Woo! Bang. So we're gonna release those that would want to eat and do that. If you would like prayer, Lois and Kay will be up front here, and we'll give them liberty to pray as long as they feel they've got energy or whatever. And being you're not that old, you're shaking all that off, right? Yeah. Yeah, you just said it. I heard you. If you want prayer, come on up, and I'll be glad to pray with you. Otherwise, if you don't know who you're sitting by, please be friendly. Nothing worse than going to church and looking at somebody and, like, you wish they weren't here. So keep that in mind. Always smile at them and be real friendly, okay? So let's pray, and then we'll close. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you for another day that you've given us. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that you've spoken to our heart. Let it be something that gets deep inside of us, that it becomes some part of our behavior, some of our activity of everyday life, that seed will not go to waste, but it'll go into good soil and produce a crop 30, 60, and 100-fold. And we just look forward to walking with you, Lord, from this moment on. Bless the food in the hands that prepared it. We ask that you bless our fellowship and our prayer time. And as we go from here, that we will continue to hear and see that which you want done. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
We'd ask that as you'd be dismissed, that you would try to keep your conversation out in that area. There's a room once the curtain's open and the ladies have the food ready. We'll ask that to go through. Moms and dads, we'd ask that your children go with you so that they don't take too much and waste food and all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, just be real respectful of those that made the food, took time to make it. So, better to come back than to throw something away. Anyway, God's blessing to you as you go, and, we're just excited that you're here today and pray that God will continue to do in you what He desires. God's blessing as you go.